Good morning, everyone. It is 2:28 in the morning here in a state called Alabama, if you're used to it. I've heard of it. It is Friday the 28th, 2019. We are counting down to them days to 2020. Today's little Bible verse is coming from us from Mark 13, 28 through 37, and it's entitled, Ready or Not, Here He Comes. One of the most memorable games from childhood games is hide and seek. In the neighborhood, kids would come together, or even at family reunions, kids would play hide and seek. When the game started, somebody was chosen to be it. A spot would be chosen to be base. Whoever was it would stand at base, close their eyes and count to 100, while the other players ran and hid. Then whoever was it, their job was to find everyone before they could return to base. The game ended when everyone made it back to base, or when the it person found someone who was hiding. And in the next game, the person who was caught became the new it person. The part of the game that still echoes and still should echo in everybody's mind is what the it person would say to those who was hiding. Ready or not, here I come. When the it person said that, you better be ready or you was in big trouble. This chapter reminds me of that old game, hide and seek. Jesus is telling his men there will be a day when he will return again. Now he is telling us, we see it all around us. The day will arrive whether people are ready or not. This chapter began when the disciples asked Jesus about the end times and the signs accompanying that time period. You get that from verses 3-4. The rest of the chapter is spent answering their questions. Jesus is coming. Skeptics and scoffsayers deny the fact, but they cannot change the truth of it. Jesus is coming. This is not a childhood game. Eternity is at stake. And if you do not know Jesus Christ today, if you do not believe in Jesus Christ today, then I would love for you to message me on here and I can prove that God and His Son Jesus exists without even turning into the Bible. Because if you don't believe in Jesus, if you don't believe in God, then how are you going to believe the Bible? I can prove without a shadow of a doubt that they are real. If you are here and you do believe in God, and you do believe in His Son, Jesus the Christ, then amen, brothers and sisters. I see we do have a couple of people online now. God bless y'all. Welcome to the podcast. I hope you got to hear the beginning of it. If not, I am recording this, so hopefully you can go back and listen. My second little topic tonight is, I don't know how much time this thing actually gives me, but I'm going to try my best to be done before it cuts me off. My second little Bible study here comes to us from Matthew 5:17 through 22. And Jesus, it's fixing to get loud. I hope you forgive me for a second.
Thank you. Thank you.